See what Millennium will bring you. You can see a nice fancy entry plus we got here. Or 6 plus, maybe we got something like that. So I'm going to talk about Radeon, and I'm going to talk on all the major work we've been doing lately. On redoing most of the stacks, and about redoing a belief case we will talk about also a little bit in the next show. So it's about kernel mode setting and the kernel stuff and all things that it will be released. Okay, sorry. I was right. So I will first talk about all the design, all the design we do have right now, the design we are using on your computer right now. So this is the whole jury design and all the stuff that have been lying around for a few years now. Then we'll talk about the new design, what we believe is good new design for the global architecture of X and the whole graphical architecture of Linux. And then we end, we'll talk a bit about Gildium and the good things that it brings to us and hopefully a bright future that we might get from it. So what is your opponent? Today what we have is the kernel Gerion. We got the kernel Framebuffer, Evil. We got the DDX driver for X server. We got the MetaTrilly driver. We got also the GRI for communication between DDX and MetaTrilly driver, and most of the communication going through kernel thanks to Loft. I won't go too much into all the times that how it does really work. It's really a bit nightmare sometimes. Don't mind that, I want to understand full all of it. So, well, there is all the components. What we're doing is to show you which components are talking to the graph, which are giving order to the GPU to do something. And this is the most biggest one we do have on Linux. We do have also things about in video, but I won't talk about it. Yeah. So the kernel DRM is a little piece of software we stand in the kernel to do some error initialization. But its main role is to do to check comments when you're sending to the GPU to make sure you're not going to let user space do any DNA anywhere in the memory, because with the GPU you can access even protected memory from the kernel, and that's such thing you don't want from a security point of view. You can DNA everywhere by sending things out there where you shouldn't send anything. It was designed to manage several clients and testing directories, so it's rare to make sure that no clients are stepping on each other while we are sending coming to the GPU. So that's like an abbreviature for all the comments that are sent. And there are also some other missile tests that is doing, like caching interrupt and all the memory management stuff, but we're bad actually. So the kernel Framebuffer, it's for people who have some fancy or big or want console was a fancy thing, and I can understand why you want that, but if you want. It's often a minimal driver for the GPU throughout your Gigaton, for example, take Radeon USB. It's minimal driver, it doesn't have to program the same set of registers that the DDX does. It's a little simpler than the DDX. And most of the times, things you have to come with, it's open badly with Gerion. Really, really badly. It's readable, so most of the time you get strange problem. You don't understand why, because at the same time, Gerion Framebuffer is converging some registers. You got your X server DDX. So this is a historical user space driver designed for X server to drive your graph. Was designed because in the first like historically X has to run on a wide variety of hardware and what's the one different engine itself, and reverse it didn't want that standard of side thing. So no way. Well, so what does it do? You do map settings. So set up your board. You do our initiation, of course. Whereas all the things you do some acceleration to your acceleration happy element, like XA or XII. It's also ensured to install the DRM. So to say hello to DRM and to say okay, I'm going to use you. I also see DRI and other main stuff about TLX. I won't talk about that, but doing some stuff like telling which mode you can do and which capacity you put those at. So another gunman in the big match of was in control, was in charge of the GPU. It's a direct rendering infrastructure. Quite famous now. But the infrastructure is very developing to directly render 3D into the frame buffer. Not exactly that. The idea is that you are sharing a frame buffer between all your 3D clients and this blade, so the blade to the frame buffer, using directly the information the XR will provide to the area, to the kernel, to tell you what are the two blades. The idea is that when you get X clients, a direct rendering X clients, you don't want that virtual application to provide your other window of your X station. You don't want them to overlap your virtual things that are supposed to be in front of your 3D rendering. So all these are such pretty complex and it's all about the three-plex nightmare we still have. It's about sending three-plex down to the kernel and up to the application was the plate. As for your DRI, it's about to offer you shares few buffer, like the Zen buffer is allocated for it's also depends on the driver, but most driver until it's mostly did that. So you got a few things I've shared and many things we're doing in rendering. And there's many things that was designed a few years ago and there isn't no same needs that they do have now. So there's a few things that really, really stuck to be a pain in the ass for us. So, Mr. Fred Zarver is, athletic infrastructure and Fred is what all the time is. Actually, the actual code is really big. It's getting bigger on newer hardware because you have to do many, many things, like translating shadow, translating batch shadow, translating fragment shadow. And you got to redo most of the things that could be factor, like we see a lot, we did see, in fact, in the previous tool from Galno. Actually, it's one of the things that's really a pain too, is that it's totally bind with DRI. That means that you got many parts of the code, you see things that are special, that are designed, that need to know, to be aware of about DRAM and DRI infrastructure, where there shouldn't be any of such connections in the driver, in the field driver. So, first and right now. Server is, it's another little thing. It's a small shared memory area we do have, where in the beginning was used to put blueprint needs, and you could put them, but most of the drivers know it's things that shouldn't be there, like running one or into one or putting driver. Putting things in it to exchange information between the ZDX, its driver, and the kernel. So it's really, really easy to match things. Something we don't like to look at. Not that beautiful, but this is a picture of through the family. Yeah. So you see, it's really simple, in fact. Well, no, it's not. You got your hardware, and not be as prolonged is that you stay in Graz with Dedek, who was talking to whoever was Kieran, who will be talking to whoever. And you got in a true world going through here, and you got many communication going through here, from the stage to the library, all the way around. So, the main problem is that many people, too much people here, and we're not talking to whoever, so sometimes bad things happen, like lock up, chip or lock up, or something like that. Maybe it's not only due to that. So, let's get to the new architecture. So, what we're aiming for right now is to move mod setting into the kernel. So, we do have another infrastructure for the driver. It will remove bootloader use with the realized index one. The gear will be in charge of all animation of the GPU, so it will be like one place to share the GPU. It's something that it's really, really, really needed right now. The true memory manager, something you didn't really need 3 years ago when we would only had two megs of memory, but right now you've got quite a lot of memory on any GPU. So, such design helps, especially if you guys are suspend all the things like that, to make sure that you, when you got one piece of software in shared overhead, it's easier to find out what kind of thing happened to develop. Here I took. It's mostly on Rust optimization. It was done mostly because people wanted to have their direct rendering things spanning on the kernel with Gambit. It's good because we can only clean up a few things thanks to it. So the design of the finishes level, there's many room for change yet. It does need a proper memory manager, and that's a good thing, because hopefully we might be able to consider, for existing driver, but new driver aren't at all exactly need to use Sierra anymore. Was it? So it's going to provide a new infrastructure to us to standardize the Linux graphic architecture. It was also stated related to all the change, but thanks to Tangstead, we have some new design for driver. So, it will explain it. So, the idea is to split up the core driver with doing the 3D rendering, with assembling all the timings that we need to send to the GPU to assemble some stuff, and with separate units, with the things that are specific about kernel, all the things that are specific about the system you are working on. So if you are working on Linux or Mixed or Snail or whatever, you call the previous system driver. It's provided to the Windows abstraction layer, so for driver and pretty much in your underlying stuff, like also the Windows system, so you can use your 3D driver to do all the things on the Rixels. For instance, you can do OpenGL directly from your console, from your chip console. You simply need to do a new Windows driver. And thanks to this, and the core driver are a lot smaller and easier to do to write than actual MIDI driver for GPU. The new family feature will look like this. So you got the Golden driver, all talking to the Winston driver. The Winston driver, in case of X server, is talking to DR2 with X server. And every people is going to the gear and not before, and this port is talking to the other. So you're sure that everything is going to the other, and that everything just goes to the other for the flow. So so we can closely work on the fixings, procedures fixings that way. But pretty much well, there's many things not in this graphic, like helix and things like that, but it's pretty much in terms of where what do you think or who did it would be. So current radio module is a bit of a nightmare because as we do need to stay backward in the fluid with older user spaces. We have many, many different paths in the driver to install the current resistance, and it's mostly about if you are a new user space, tell me because I'm going to do that way, visiting that way, looking that way. So there's many switch and gates, different gates and functions of the user space you have, and it's a bit nightmare. So when I started to work on automatizing, I tried to do it in a current rather than manual, and the fact I spend more time doing work on our tools problems that there is on the simulation path. Then what's a new driver from scratch from master? I spent a few weeks on training to work on a few tools and a few things that were really painful in current rhythm drivers. Well, I see most of them, but I don't think that a current rhythm driver, I mean the gear anymore, will have memory manager or any new feature. Well, at least not really interesting to work on that time because it's really, I've been very bored in that project. Do some work on it, and there are two things that's really painful. You pull the kind of work on two things, but is well, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying it's really painful when you will have to do many acts around this place to get something going. So, I believe that most of the Shannon new stuff will cover through a new Radeon driver was doing most of the new tools until it comes, so ODR2, memory management, all some things that come along with all that stuff. So, right now the name is Radeon Tunis. It does marketing for R386 and R486, memory management, fixed a few lots along the way. The CP, so CP is the common processor on Radeon GPU, is up and running, so ready for some mission. That means that you can set up command and it's going to work. That's the very last for me. I set up small embedded DX to initialize the grocery rack so I can have something on the screen. I do have a Winchis Radeon driver. And I do also have a selecting zone driver. I'm really short on time, so I don't yet finish today's but the biggest course I need to finish is the fragment controller inside the driver, so to translate the GSI into something that the driver will understand. So basically what does it mean that the full foundation to start working on the driver to do that. Most of the things along the way are because I wanted really to happen together, and I didn't want to spend too much time there. So most of the stack problems need to be reworked and to be done manually. But still you got the foundation to start working again. And that's why I was doing that. So, it's more my to-do list right now. It's finished the accounts, as well as kind of content that already full stack is working properly, that I didn't put some stupid things along the road. Then try a few maps or something, see if it works. Then do the write-to, and we'll work the mod setting, we'll watch working from scratch, and that's about it, especially for Radeon, because on Radeon war, Well, for all radio in the world, there is many tweaks on mod setting. Because you got one family, you got two other family, but between two family there is a subtle change between the two, and the subtleness needs you to go around and to do things a little bit differently than on the other ship. So you got that for all family, on inside the same family, inside there two E6, you got differences that need some adjustment in the mod setting, of course. So really, I think the good way is to use the actual CDX of Radeon to take up the code from there and to put it in the kernel mod setting. So mostly what we'll do is reshuffle a bit between the decks, so I can mostly see the code inside the mod setting kernel, so and still snack, because I don't think that we will have kernel mod setting learning before a few months, maybe 1 year, at least 1 year. And, there isn't much things to talk about. It's really the beginning of the work, and personally, I'm actually the only one working on it. And I've been doing my PhD thesis. I really, really have time to work on it. So, it's funny, people are just working on it, but really, plenty of room things to do. And not only a resin driver, a new driver, and also driver, and even Ghana himself, and we're all looking forward to seeing your people getting involved. So we don't have much left here, so we're pretty early on the scale. It wasn't so long, so if you get any questions on these things, call up, I should give you a chance for what's talking about, but I will get to stop about it to the next call.
So I didn't get a real feel for how much is actually running right now.
About 5 million.
So you've got the X server is running.
The X server is running through Icon of Unix Beta 3. Effectively, a beta that we did Unix, and I got off route to work with the more setting. So, best of all, give me the task to initialize a grocery then I got a list to run that and keep it going and see if I can work it and if I can go to watch me and something like that. So,
everything is running. So, you're putting a DRI driver on an FTP?
Yeah,
2D.
It's really just to speed that up. I believe we will have to talk and to think a bit about how we're going to use the kernel mod setting to excel, because I believe ZX isn't exactly the way we want to do it. We can do a wrapper on ZX to have this kernel mod setting, but it would be better if the Excel is aware of the kernel mod setting.